We've looked at a bunch of them so far. The last three of them are positive. They're and happy. They generally are more upbeat than the very depressing ones we did last time. You heard last time? Okay. So the ones we look at, starting with Chilam Ayin Gimel, is Morla Asa. Ach Tov Yisrael Elokim Lebari Levav. Right? It's the song of Asaph that God is good to Israel for those who are clean of heart. It starts with this ah, which you could translate as but. You know, we've said this negative stuff, but God really is good. This is all okay there. But this is the first of the Tehillim of Asaph, right? The beginning of the third book of Tehillim. All the other ones come afterwards. So it's hard to translate as but. So the rest of the parak deals with the problem with tzaddik v'ra'lo. Rasha v'tovlo, why did good things happen to bad people? Why did bad things happen to good people? And so the Malbim translates as ach, as certainly, surely. That yes, we're going to see some apparently negative things, but overall, God is good to Israel. Tov Yisrael Elokim. And the first line is to reassure us that we shouldn't give up hope halfway through the parak. Edit halfway to spell it correctly. I don't know. Halfway. Okay, this is where the Malbim puts it, Mizmor Asaf. Medaber mitvakeach, it deals with Shalvat HaRasha'im, the fact that Rasha'im are at peace, Yisurit Tzadikim, and the righteous suffer. Umeshiv tshuva maspeket al zeh, and it gives us an answer. And it starts with Achtov. Really, it's good. Teremechel daber b'sheila hazeh. Before he starts talking about this question, Shal Rasha v'tovlo, Tzadik v'ra'lo, Lamar. He's going to start out by saying, "Kibemet really, God is good. Don't worry." That he's not really suggesting that this question can mispick. He's not really questioning God's actions. We're going to start out from the assuming this is good. If we're Tov or Ra, we're not going to ask if God's good or bad. We know that God's good. That Israel's hearts are straight with God. God is truly good. And Rashi assumes also that this is the introduction to the rest of the parak about tzaddik v'ra'lo and anticipating where it's going, but he says it's but. In other words, knowing the rest of the parak, but God is good. That's Rashi. Ach tov Yisrael Elokim, v'shi inem is more, medaber b'tzarot habot, ol demakol. This parak is dealing with the troubles that happen to those who serve God. L'chach patach bo kach. That's why it begins it this way. Their prayer show, meaning this is what it means. Afal pish, I need so wake of metameh. I'll start the end. That even though I'm going to be complaining on the troubles that Israel gets, yadati, I know that God is good. And it's for their own good that these things happen. And in the future world, that everything will end up being good. That's always the message of Tehillim, and he starts out that this, Hashem is good. Tov Yisrael Elokim Lebarei Levav. So those literally are clean of heart. And what that is, I'm learning the Mesilat Yesharim with Leah right now. So the Ramchal puts it that he has this midah of nikiyut, literally of cleanliness, but it's talking about of pure of thoughts, of having the right attitude. And that's what bar lev means. And that's what the Ramchal puts it. Midada nikiyut, literally cleanliness, nothing to do with physically clean. Hiyota adam nakila gamri mechol midara'a. It's clearing yourself from bad characteristics, mechol chet, and from sin. Lo daimi ma she'achet bo mursam goloi. It's not talking about not doing the wrong thing, the wrong actions. Gam kemi ma she'alev nifteh bo, because that to have those kind of negative thoughts in your mind, lo heter badavar, to say, okay, you can do all these wrong things. And that's what Barley above means having the right thoughts. And that's when David himself says that in Tehillim Chaf Daled, that we say it's the shir for Sunday. We say we bring back the Torah to the Aron. Mi yaleh b'har Hashem and mi yakum b'makom kodesho. Who can go into the mountain of God? Who can go into the Mikdash? The answer is Niki Chapayim Uvarlebab, same expression. One answer, a clean up heart. That doesn't take their soul for granted. They care about what the way they're thinking. And Asaf starts our parak here saying that he didn't start out as a bar leva. He's not bar leva. He starts out on the wrong foot. And he says, "Bani kimat natay raglai. I almost, my legs nearly slipped. I nearly went on the wrong path. Ka'ayin shachua shurai, that my steps flowed for nothing. Ikaneti baholalim, because I was jealous of fools. Why? Shalom rishay mera, whenever I would see how peaceful the life of the wicked was." And then he describes how good Rishayim have it. As far as he can tell, they're doing really well. Ki ein charvutzot lemotam, and translate charvutzot, there are no bonds in their death. Saying they live lives of comfort and even their deaths are easy. They don't suffer. Rashi says that charvutzot, Lashon Asira, means that they're tied up. As he quotes Yeshaya, Piteach charvutzot resha, that what we should do on its own is to loosen the bonds of those who are captured by evil. Miskarei bli rasha she'asuri behem aniyim, like the evil ones are tying up, are imprisoning the poor, but they don't have that. Afkan ein yisurim limitatam. We're saying here that the rasha'im, even in their death, they don't suffer. Amitim behem mehem mitim briyim kulam b'lo yisurin. They end their lives in full health. That's complaining there. Okay, ki ein chavutzot matam b'bari ulam, and their strength is fully healthy. Amel enosh en amo, they have no part in the toil and the work of human beings. They don't have to work. Im adam lo yinagau, and they don't suffer along with other people. Lachain anakatemo gaiva, therefore, anaka is a necklace. They wear their pride like a necklace. Yatef sheet chamas lamo, and sheet is the Tanakh term for buttocks. They wrap their backsides with evil. They're just wrapped up in their evil and they're perfectly happy. Yitzem mechel v'animo, their eyes peek out from their fat. They're fat and happy. Ivru maskiot levav, the maskiot levav, the wishes of their hearts have been surpassed. They get whatever they want. And they do these terrible things and they're still rich, fat, and happy. Continues. Yamiku, literally, they melt. They destroy things. Yedabaru bara oshek. They speak evilly about oppression. Mimarom yedaberu. They speak against Hashem and in the heavens. Shatu b'shamayim pihem. They set their mouths against the heavens themselves. B'sharam talech ba'aretz. And they say whatever they want on earth. Lachen yeshuv amo halom. Therefore, his people, God's people, go to follow them. Because as far as we can tell, these Rishayim are doing great. They're never being punished. So people follow them. And they spill out water for them. Mayim here being a metaphor for Torah, they just spill it out. There's no reason they follow God. How could God even know? God doesn't know anything. There's no knowledge up above. In the Elirishim, so these wicked people, Shalveo Lam, Hesigo Chayo, and they are at peace forever, and they have achieved great wealth. That's what I'm seeing. Rishayim are doing great. And Asaf says, but I try to perfect myself. I'm trying to be this Naki Levav, but all I get is suffering. So he continues, Achrik Zachiti Levavi, and for naught. I've tried to purify my heart. I wash my hands and I'm clean. My hands are all clean. I have no sins, but still, but I hate Nagua Koyam, but I'm plagued all day. Every morning I suffer more. That's where he starts out. And I looked at that and I decided I'm just going to give up. There's no point in all of this. And he says that he's Asaf. He's Asaf HaChozeh. He's a Navi. if he says there's no point in being good, he would have corrupted the whole generation. Continues, Im amarti asaprakamo, if I had said that I will say things the way that I see, the way I see them. What it looks like to me, I would have betrayed the whole generation. I can't do that. But fortunately, he stopped to think. So that's the second part of the parak. So I stopped and tried to think about what was going on. Amalhu beinai, I worked on it. There's a lot of work in my head. I thought a lot about what I was seeing. Until I came literally to the Beit HaMikdash, I came to understanding God's ways. Avidal Achritam, and I understood what would happen in the end. And what he comes back to is the conclusion that we repeat in the Shir Shal Yom for Shabbat. Mishmar Shal Yom Shabbat. Tilam Tzari Bet. Where Moshe says, Yishbar Lo Yada. The British man doesn't know. Seal Lo Yavid Azot. The fool doesn't understand. Yachfroch Rishayim Ko Ezeb. When the wicked flourish, and they bloom like grass, Yatzitzu Ko Pleaven, and sinners flourish, Lash Hisham Dam Adayad, they will eventually be destroyed. We're human. We only see a little slice of time. We don't really see what happened long term. So the wicked appear successful. That will end quickly. And so Asaf continues. You put this Russia literally on a slick surface. They're going to slip. And they'll fall into destruction. They will be destroyed in a moment, safud, tamu, minabalot, and they will end, they will be consumed with terror, bahala. Kachalom meikit, it's like waking up from a dream. Snap awake, Hashem, the ear, when in this awakening, salmam tivzeh, that their image will be despised. You'll realize that this fat and happy Russia wasn't something to envy, but something to hate. It's disgusting. It's that. And so he says, you know, I thought about this, but beforehand, I just didn't understand. I was an ish bar lo yeda, as Moshe put it before, right? When my heart was in ferment, when I was unsure what was going on, kliyoti eshtonen. So kliyot are literally kidneys, but that's always in Tanakh, it's considered the source of the seed of thinking, so mind. Eshtonen literally means to sharpen. So I would translate them. My mind was on edge. I didn't know where to go. At that point, ani bar, I was like a beast, lo edai, not knowing. Behemot hayiti imcha, I was like an animal. I didn't understand what was going on. So now I understand. And I come back to this, ach tov Yisrael, God is good to the Yisrael. Things will work out. And he concludes, ani tamid imcha, I am with you always. Achazta biyadimni, and you're holding my hand. You're there with me. You lead me with your advice, with your rules. And you will bring me to kavod to achieve the status that I thought I saw with the Rishayim. Mili b'shamayim v'imcha lo chapasti ba'aretz. There are nothing, no one else to look for in heavens, and I seek nothing else on earth. I'm here with you, Hashem. Halat she'ri lavi. My flesh, my heart yearns for you. Tzur lavi, the rock of my heart. V'chelki elokim l'olam. You, a God, are my portion forever. That's great. And so he says, so these Rishayim that I'm looking at that seem so happy and peaceful, they'll be lost. Those who are far from you are lost. And anyone who strays from you will be cut off. As for me, being close to God is what's good. Right? They are rachok echa, they are far from you. I am karov. I'm close. Chiti b'Hashem nafsi, I place my faith, my hope in God. The saper called malachotecha, literally to tell of all your angels, or tell of all your messengers in the world. Asaf is going to say, tell everybody all the ways that Hashem manifests in the world. That's his role. He is Asaf HaChozeh. He is the Navi who writes to Tehillim, and that's where the Chida puts it. That you, God, Tehillim Azara, You will help me. So, Perakol Malachotecha, you will allow me to tell of all the ways you manifest in the world. Sheflagta li ruach kodesh. You've given me this ruach kodesh. You made me the Navi. Sheperakol Shliuchotecha. I will speak of all your messengers, your agents in the world. Shatama Shaleach Lodi Israel, that you send to let us know that you're there. Malachotecha, Malach, Malachotecha, your angels. Literally, me and Nevuah. That's a Nevuah. Mata Amar, Malach Hashem, Malachut Hashem, that a Malach is literally the messenger of God. Ramu Chazal, Shenavi Nikra Malach, that a Navi is called a Malach as well, messenger of God. Yabasuk Zeh. From this Pasuk, Ushlichu Tav, Aide Nevuatav, Yikru Malachut Hashem. So that's his mission now is to go say, okay, I have seen what happens to the Rishayim. It will, this positive, all the good, all the wealth, all the health they have will not last. And so there's reason to hope. And that's Tehillim Ayin Gimel. The next parak I want to look at is parak Ayin Hey. It's called the Mizmor Shir, Lamnaseach Mizmor Lasav Shir, but it's also called Al Tashchit, don't destroy. Yes, and God, please don't destroy, because it's eschatological, which I like that word, about the end times. There will be, in the end, a final judgment. Similar message to the previous parak. Lamnatzeach al tashchet, the conductor, Tehillim of not being destroyed. Let us not be wiped out in this final judgment. This is more or less of shir, but this is a song. It's happy. Hodinu lecha Elokim, we acknowledge you, God. Hodinu v'krov shemecha, and we're close to you. Sapruin neflotecha, we speak of your wonders. And then he quotes God. I will pick a time. And a time where I will judge correctly, straightly. You may not see it now, but God will pick the time. And then everything changes. The entire world and all that happens will melt away. And I will decide what will stay in place and hold that thought. That's the idea of Acharit Yamim. And so his part of his prayer is Al Tashchit. That's, I know this is going to be a traumatic time. I want to survive it. And then he speaks to these Ho'olim, the ones he'd envied in the previous parak. Previous parak, he said, Kaniti Bela Ho'olim, I was jealous of the fools. And he says, now, Amarti La Ho'olim, I'll tell them. I tell the fools, don't be so foolish. Rashim Al Tarimu Karen. And I tell the wicked, don't literally lift up your horn. So Karen in Tanakh is a metaphor for power, not so much strength, but authority. Kings have Karen. Larim Karen is to have authority, to be able to tell other people what to do. That's the way the Tzion puts it. Hamila, hahi honacha al titgabrut. The word Karen as a metaphor means the ability to have power over others. Yibale chayim bale Karen, yichazgu bahem, because animals with horns, I'm not sure. Demonstrate their strength with it. And we have in Tehillim lots of places that Hashem Atzmiach Karen le David, part of Tefillah, Atzmiach Karen David, like literally the horn of David. The power of David should blossom. Arachti Nail Mishichai, I've set up a candle for my Mashiach, for my anointed one. So that's the Karen. So the Rishaim, he's telling them here, Al Tzmiach Karen. Don't try to assert yourselves. It's not going to work. Al tarimu lemaram karnachem. Don't assert your authority over God. Dabru b'sor atak. Don't speak with a haughty neck, outstretched neck. Ki lo mimotzo lemara. Because what you're seeking will not be found east to west. Lo mimibar harim. This harim, this being uplifted, is not found in wilderness and uncharted territory. You're not going to find that on earth. If you want to be uplifted, you're looking for the harim, you need to seek God. It continues, Gelokim Shofit, because God judges, Zei Yashfil, Zei Harim, some he'll bring low, some he'll raise up. You don't have control over that. Kos Biyad Hashem, because the cup is in the hands of God, and we talked about that metaphor, that the idea that Kos Hashem has the wine, that's the symbolizing, you have to deal with the consequence of one's own actions. You will have to drink the wine of your own creation. Kos bi Hashem, cup is in God's hands. The yayin chemar, malay, ma malay masach biagar mizeh. I'm going to translate that. It's a yayin chemar, strong wine. Malay masach is poured until it's full, and overflows. From it, that Rishon will have to drink down to the dregs from this metaphoric wine. Kosharis, all the evil ones, will be left to deal with the consequences of their own actions. And I tell the world, as it says, as Amrelo Ke Yaakov, and I sing to God, because the horns of the evil ones will be cut off. They will not have any power. But tzadikim, theirs will be raised. They will be able to assert themselves. And that's where we had the title of this shir, which is the idea of pride, but both before. Pride goeth before a fall, as a quote from Mishlei, "Lifnei Shevra Gaon," that being too proud leads to destruction. "Lifnei Kishlon Gavo Ruach," and pride before stumbling. That those who assert themselves as being in charge of everything, they're the ones who will be cut off, and they will be destroyed. God will judge, and the rest of us, hopefully, modest ones will live. And Agid Olam as Amar Ki Yaakov, sing to God. And the last part of Asaf that I want to look at is explicitly about this final battle, this eschatological, what we call the Battle of Gog and Magog. Again, there will be a war, a final war, and then we have Yom HaMashiach. And Asaf describes it as those already happened. So this is Laman Etziach, Niginat, the conductor, the music, there's more or less Afshir, it's another happy Tehillim, everything works out. No W, Do Kim, God is known in you. After this final battle of Gog and Magog, Hashem is well known through the world, Yisrael Gadol Shemo, and all the Jews appreciate the greatness of his name. V'hi b'shalem suko, and he establishes his sukkah in Yerushalayim, Umanato, B'tzion, his dwelling place in Tzion. That the Beit HaMikdash rebuilt. The Perev Eminim. Shema Shavar Rishvei Keshet, there, in Shalem, in Tzion, God broke the bows, Magen Becherav, broke the shields, broke the swords, and Milchamad ended the war. So hold that thought. And the point that Asaf makes is that this battle of Gog and Magog, that he's kind of saying that what happened, it wasn't a battle at all. The enemy army was there, and then it was destroyed. Like Kriyat Yamsuf, destruction of Sancheriv's army in front of Yerushalayim, there was an enemy army there, and then there wasn't. And it'll happen in a moment. They continue. Na'arata, you are the source of light, Adir Mehare Teref. Your greatness showed from the mountains, literally, of the prey. Eshtalu Avire Lev, the brave were fearful. Namu Shinatam, they couldn't sleep. Lomasuklan Shechayli Dehem, all the soldiers couldn't find their hands. They couldn't do anything at all. From your rebuke, O God of Yaakov, near Dam, they fell asleep, Rechav Asus, and along with their chariots, their horses, they just stopped. Let's see what happened here. Let me edit this. And this is order to say, we put it the aniyar, it's the humble on the earth. Hashem wipes out the haughty, as I said in the previous parak. Right? Hakim Shofet, God is the judge, Zeyashfil Zeyarim. God decides who is raised up, who's laid low. So he continues, Atanara, Ata, you are Awesome. Me, yeah, Moel Fenecha, none can stand before you. Me Azza Pecha, from your anger. Yishamayim Yishmatadin, you judge them. You let your judgment be known from the heavens. Eretz Yireh V'Shakta, the earth saw and was quiet. Just in a moment, God says, that's it, the battle's over. Kum Lishmat Elokim, when God judges, Loshia Kol Anvei Aretz, when Hashem saves all the humble of the earth, Selah, that will be the end. And so he ends not with destruction of the enemy. The enemy is subdued and acknowledging Hashem. That's the goal. It's not to wipe everybody out, that we shall be able to live in peace. Ki chamat adam todecha, because the anger of human beings becomes acknowledging you. Sherit chamat tachkor, and you literally chakor to belt. You subdued what was left of their anger. Yidru shamula shema came, and they all swore, they offered shlamim to Hashem. Kol siyuvav yavilu shem malam aro. Everyone around offered gifts to the one they would fear. Yipser ruach negidim, God cuts down the spirit of princes, erol amalchei aretz, and brings awe to the kings of the world. And that's what Asaph's final message is. It's not a message of prayer of vengeance, but for peace. You want to end war, not by defeating them, but by ending the battle, ending war. And we should have a chance for shalom in Israel and the whole world. We're definitely at the previous part where the battle is setting up. I don't see a whole lot of shalom here, but the Tehillim are there to tell us that
there is the other side.
There is another side. This will happen. We still have faith in that.
Amen.
Up here.
Thank you.
Up here. Stepfather does well and
appreciate it.
Hello, shalom and there's Israel.
Amen. Amen. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?